Also, then Charlie arrives. Is there some way for Arson to retroactively be there, I guess?
He hears Yeti's like, oh, they have such unique physiology, I have to be there. And they airdrop him.
Yeah, that helicopter will give our position away.
I might be able to finagle away in a little bit, depending on how things go, but he won't be caught up with your group. I may have a role he can play, though. But yeah.
Zach just dropped, actually.
Oh. I'm going to take this chance to go to the restroom.
Yay!
God, Jared did not roll.
I'm so proud of your excrement.
Go to the restroom. Let's all go to the restroom to have ourselves a pee.
Hey, they found a dino skeleton in Mongolia. Yeah, that place has a lot of dinosaurs.
It's got a lot of Mongols, too.
Mongols? Yeah, it does, by its very nature.
Yeah.
It's the land of the Mongols.
Okay, so Zach's internet connection just died. He's rebooting his router right now.
All right.
Also, I was going to say, area damage is going to suck for Cherry in a second. I forgot to have to do the PE check to get out of the way of area, so she has to be in range of its area for her to actually ignite it.
Is it weird that I kind of want Cherry to center an explosion at some point on Seraphim just so he can take two levels of splash from it?
You mean you want her to like succeed against him or something?
Yeah, I want her to roll an attack against him instead of just the area dice. Because the way I'm thinking is, if he only gobbles area dice, the attack wasn't on him. He gets that many gobbled, however many he gobbled, plus he can use up to two of those area dice because of bounce times two.
Right. So well, he's gonna. I think he basically has to gobble its area dice and hers.
Well, this round the area dice aren't hitting him, so he only has to gobble her area dice.
Its area dice won't hit him. Why?
Because it's not using its area attack. It's throwing a log at you guys and split actions to throw the log at a couple dudes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought so it was stopping. I need to gobble her area dice, which.
Oh fuck! If it's not stopping, then I was wrong. Hold on, let me roll an extra die. I thought it was stomping, so I like threw in PE as well. I split a third action.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was. So yeah, that attack was actually a lot better than that.
Did Zach's internet die forever?
I hope not. That would suck.
Remember when my internet died in the middle of the game?
I was thinking about what would happen if he was in the way of the log. And I realized he wouldn't stop the log because the log has enough force to keep going. Just the part of the log that hits him would stop. So it'd probably snap.
It would have a him-shaped hole in it.
Not because it's still parts around it. It would snap. Like...
I know structurally and realistically, yes, but could we just say it would have a him-shaped hole?
No, because that's stupid.
That's why it's awesome. You need to embrace. You guys really need to embrace the stupid. Well,
we're not going to hug you, Charlie. Stop. Oh, I feel bad about saying that. I'm sorry, Charlie. If I ever meet you IRLs, if you really want to hug me.
I'd rather you not.
Okay, good. Because I really didn't want to.
You seem like the type of guy who would give weird hugs.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You seem very burly.
I am very burly, it's true.
Yeah. You'd be like, but I don't
like. I'm not a big hugger.
He was trying to give beard hugs.
I would let you touch my beard.
I'm not much for beard touching.
I mean, that's the traditional greeting when meets me is to genuflect and touch my beard. I don't make the rules, okay?
I understand entirely.
I just enforce them with an iron fist.
This shit just happens sometimes, you know? You can't stop it.
Also, Josh apparently slivers a back.
Oh God, why?
It's just in the mid-corset, but...
Okay.
Still, and they kind of look so weird. They're like a lot of human-looking slivers.
That doesn't make any sense. It's like some kind of sick joke.
And they kind of look weird. One person says, I feel like I should be shooting these things on a ruined spaceship corridor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, here's an exact...
Link in the image, yeah.
Yeah, here's some images.
I love images.
Here's a predator sliver. That is a...
That is not what slivers look like.
It says creature type sliver. Sliver.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, this one looks... there's one like this that looks sliver-ish.
The predator one looks kind of cool, but it doesn't look like a sliver.
That one, the one I just linked, the blur sliver, does look at least like a sliver.
It looks sliver-ish, yeah. That one looks closer than the rest, definitely.
Also, this one. I mean, they're not Phyrexia. They can't just absorb people.
Maybe they turn people into slivers.
Oh god, like Phyrexian slivers.
That'd be the worst thing. That would be the most sausage thing.
Oh, Phyrexia is back in color form.
I could be racist.
That's literally what happened. They showed up again, and now they have all the colors.
I was joking.
I know.
I know how these things work.
I hate whites.
You know who else does? The Nazis. Blacks. I don't know, man.
I thought we were still talking magic terms.
I don't know, man. I've given up.
What have you given up?
That's convenient. I give up too.
Hard drugs.
That's good.
Oh, that? Okay.
It's like I haven't given that up.
No. Still going strong.
You'd give me my cocaine.
Also, here, for anyone who doesn't know, this is what a sliver usually looks like.
They need to bring back Wombat.
Didn't they have a Rabid Wombat?
Yeah, that's the card. Rabid Wombat. Its effect is anytime an enchant creature is applied to it, it gets a cumulative +2/+2.
Oh, right, yeah. It was pretty badass.
I actually have that because I have a deck online that was built based around enchantment stuff.
Yeah.
It was all wombats all the time. You're a wombat champ. All wombats. All the time. Was that Zach? Is that Zach?
Is that Zach? Is that Zach?
It's that sack. What?
Y'all want something from the sack? Oh man, that episode's Zach that, that episode is the next one to edit.
What?
The next Frida session, a very Carcosa Christmas.
No, doesn't there one before that happens? Or the Jorian did that.
Hmm?
Oh, does that mean that the freaking house burning does?
Yeah, in like 4 or 5 more episodes, I think, after that. Yeah,
because there was also the episode where it was Etsu and Tim doing stuff.
Yeah, we did, yeah, no, I edited that one already.
Alright.
It hasn't gone live, but that's the next one for me to that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I get ya.
Yeah, no, where Etsu and Tim defuse a hostage situation, and then Etsu goes and rescues like a half dozen people from a burning building.
So suddenly, they're wild talents.
Okay, so that was Zach. He said, like, the whole area that nets are down. He said everyone should just declare what they're doing and roll. With some indication of what you're doing and describing your role. And hopefully he can get on and we'll resolve it. And if he can't get online, if like the net is totally down and we have to pick this up later, then at least we'll have all the stuff written down that he can resolve right. As soon as we start again.
Okay.
All right.
So everyone like declare what they're going to do and roll it.
Yeah, I think we are up to me, so.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Prepare a helping hand to oxygenize someone's blood.
Oxygen.
All right.
Who's
and
I assume this is something he's worked with Sasha to develop.
And I think Kira declares last, or is it just Arson?
Kira declared that she was dodging the fuck out of that tree.
Yeah, it's Seraphim that declares last.
Komarov.
All right, and Seraphim's...
He declares with Arson, but yeah. Well, whose blood is getting oxygenated?
I declare that next round.
Yeah, basically. The helping hand, actually, you're not supposed to say what you're doing with it, or how. You just make a roll, and then you determine how it's helping next round.
Okay.
Like, say, edit your post and say, like, what it is you are doing, just in case Zach actually can't get online tonight, and we have to, like, pick up in the middle of fucking combat. So we're not just, like, looking at your rolls going, what the fuck was he doing?
Just like, what was it, the character sheet for his Pokemon trainer, he just wrote down a whole bunch of numbers, and then when we played the next game, he had no idea what any of them were, and had to re-roll the character.
So I'm just going to copy and paste this into Zach's private message in case all goes wrong.
Hey, if nothing else, you guys can hear me freak out about a scary game, apparently.
It freaked me out, and I wasn't even playing it.
Nope.
But I'm all also right. A giant wuss, so.
I'm kind of a wuss, too.
I gotta say, it's the most immersive horror experience I've played. Oh, hey, Regretzi's back online.
McRib is back!
McRib is back!
Shut up, McRib!
Oh, man, I'm so happy that Regretzi's back. I thought this would be gone forever.
Is the Double Down ever coming back?
I don't think so.
Because it sounds like something that, like the McRib, that it just comes and goes.
Yeah, but the McRib is different enough. The double down is, it is literally just less food for more money.
Yeah, but it has.
I could go and make 3 double downs for less money if I bought.
God damn it!
What?
I've not been using awesome times 2 this entire time.
Well, you've been doing okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna use it on this roll to change a thing. Okay. Well, that should do okay. Maybe.
Sorry. What was that? The Krusty Burger version of the McRib.
The what?
Remember that in the Spelling Bee episode where they made on The Simpsons, they made the Krusty, like they added Krusty the burger version of
The Rib Witch, I think.
Yeah, the Rib Witch.
It was made.
Sorry,
out of...
the animal you made him out of it went extinct.
The cow? Think smaller and more feet.
I think someone said the whale too.
Yeah.
And then Homer got a Ferrari out of that.
Wow. What was a cage zang? That's a word.
Oh.
Like, I'm used to words not working, but wow.
Matt, what was Lawrence Fishburne's character in The Matrix?
Huh? You mean Moshimo?
Yeah, Moshimo. Moshimo.
Honest to God, after I watched that, I couldn't remember the actual name of the character. I kept trying to come up with Morpheus, and all I could get was Moshimo.
What?
Have you not? Oh, let me see. It's like my mom retells The Matrix. Let me see. The Matrix retold by mom. There we go.
Sometime we need to play that game where we all talk about movies we've never seen.
I play that game all the time. I don't remember jack shit when I watch movies.
Also, just notice this time watching it, they go to the bar from Cheers.
Oh. Everyone knows Neo's name is Neo.
His chosen one.
No, it's thinking of Moshimo, which is actually a pretty good name.
It's a very Matrix name.
Yeah, it would make sense if it would make just as much sense if he was named Moshimo as, you know, Morpheus.
Yeah, because then he could unsheath his katana.
At some point, I'm gonna have a character named Moshimo. Appearance looks kind of like Lawrence Fishburne.
Welcome to the computer.
Remember last night when you and me, Matt, were talking about creepypasta for like a couple hours?
Yeah, that's where we came to, I'm scared.
Yeah. Also, apparently the creepypasta site doesn't accept, the main wiki doesn't accept haunted video game stories anymore.
I think it's because there's way too many of them and most of them
suck.
Yeah,
probably for good reason. Yeah.
Like the fucking Mario 64 one.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So in Mario 64, like, the castle's, like, the hub world, and you enter levels by jumping through paintings. Mm-hmm. This guy's creepypasta was like, oh, yeah, I got this Mario 64 cartridge from an old man at a garage sale. He gave it to me for free, and when I put it in, it had... I went, and, like, everything
was... I got AIDS!
Everything was weird, and then it instead of the paintings, it had a picture of my parents, and every time I went in, the parents looked more and more rotted, or I don't know. It was stupid. It was really, really stupid.
Are you sure that's not the one with the one where he goes, like, after he goes into the first level on the end of the, you know, instead of King Bomb, it's a house with Luigi hanged himself in?
Yeah, it might be. I don't... It was dumb.
Yeah, they all are the same. They all want to be Ben Drowned.
Yeah, and the thing is, Ben Drowned wasn't a good story. The guy just put a lot of work into the videos.
Which I thought were unnerving in the same way that watching that GoldenEye glitch is unnerving. You know, when they don't set it to whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, when they tilt the thing and everyone starts dancing.
Yeah, and they do the garbled glitch noise that actually comes with it freaks me out. But when they set it to that Japanese whatever the hell, then it's hilarious, but... The actual sound of game break is, yeah.
I think my favorite set of glitches were where people changed all the sound effects around so that it tried to play all the gunshots instead of instrument tracks. So you hear it trying to play the 007 theme with guns shooting.
Also, last night I looked up all the ways the James Bond villains died and what they were trying to accomplish. On Wikipedia, there's a list of James Bond villains, and they list who they were, what the actor played them, what they were trying to accomplish, how James Bond foiled them, and how James Bond or someone else killed them.
Huh.
Did you just gasp in the middle of your sentence?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man, guys, Fast and Furious 6, May 24th. This time, Dwayne Johnson's teaming up with Vin Diesel to take down a ring of highway robbers that are also underground street racers.
I heard Fast and the Furious, like that one where it was all the protagonists from each series was pretty good.
I've heard that Fast 5 was great if you wanted to watch a really fucking dumb movie.
Oh yeah,
it's like if you just turn off your brain and appreciate it for what it is, it's pretty all right. It's a movie about people, cars, fighting crime.
People, cars, fighting crime. Transformers.
Robots in disguise.
Thank you for that.
When do we want to call this?
Hold on. Here's the thing I was looking at last night. I like how the one guy from Live and Life Die has like the most realistic plan of all these guys. I'm just gonna get a bunch of hair and release it into the streets for free, give it away for free. So I take out all competition and then everyone gets addicted and they have to, and I become have a monopoly on heroin.
Wait, how? What?
His plan is to give a bunch of heroin away for free, so that kind of drives out his competition in New Orleans, and then people get addicted to heroin, and he has a monopoly on the heroin in New Orleans.
What the hell is Smersh?
Russian organization.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were kind of bad guys.
I don't know. I think Goldfinger, as far as like bizarre supervillain plans were, his plan to both steal gold from Fort Knox and irradiate the rest was pretty okay.
Well, he didn't even plan to steal any gold from Fort Knox. Just blow it up.
Yeah, so that the value.
He already had gold.
Yeah, so everyone would be forced to use his gold. And little did he know that that plan was already foiled by the United States no longer using the gold standard.
Well, it would still fuck up economics, though.
Not really.
Hi.
It would just remove the transparency.
Shit.
Hey, there's Zach.
I'm back.
So, covered an entire track that Shaquille and Jackie Chan came up and jumped upon his back.
Everyone's still here, Ethan.
Matt, you're recording again?
I never stopped.
Okay.
All right, so I just need to re-pull up everything here, but
I sent you the roles in your private message.
Yep, I saw. So,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, Christopher Walken was a Bond villain?
Yeah.
Huh.
And the Bond girl that film
was the only redeeming part of a pretty bad Bond movie.
Yeah, it also had the Bond girl was a really, really ugly woman.
Grace Jones.
What Bond movie was that? I can't remember. It was one of the Roger Moore ones.
His plan was to trigger a massive earthquake to destroy Silicon Valley in order to monopolize the microchip market.
Oh, I never knew that Goldfinger's first name was Arik.
Yeah, his name is
Gold, and then Gold.
No, and his initials also are Gold.
God damn it.
AG.
Yeah, god damn it. Actually, no, his initials are Silver.
Oh.
Gold is AU. Yeah. Anyway, we were fighting an ice golem.
You were fighting an ice golem, and I was determining what was happening, and I got everybody's rolls, and then I need to roll for the ice golem, because it was also trying to do stuff.
And I was right when... Because it didn't do the area attack, it just did the tree.
It was throwing a tree. Yep, that is what it was doing.
I also recall in that film, James Bond shoots a whole bunch of people with a shotgun loaded with rock salt.
Which movie?
The one with Christopher Walken. Oh, yeah. That's also where he introduces himself as James Stock.
Also, I know there's a fight on a blimp.
Okay, here.
What?
Who were you affecting with your power?
I think he did. Apparently he decides that next turn.
No, he has to decide who he's affecting with it now.
No, it's helping hands.
I know.
Let's go. Okay, let me look this up in the book so we
what
just have this settled once and for all.
The next round, whoever you are helping adds their width.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Adds your width to whatever they do.
Because Nate was just saying it was not that way. So now I'm going to just look it up.
Okay.
I'm all right, yeah.
Helping hands, page 7.
Because that's in the bigger bads, I believe.
Yeah. So sometimes you want to help a character. If this is your intent, declare as usual and roll the appropriate dice. Perhaps you should shout some full factoid. And, okay. The character you're helping, the character you're helping adds dice equal to your rolls with their dice pool the next round.
Yeah.
So you have to say who you're helping.
Designate